Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Another edition of your favorite psychic podcast. It's the Psychic Funhouse, everybody. Welcome, welcome. I hope you're having an enjoyable end to your week and beginning Memorial Day weekend. We remember our military who passed on and others. So I am joined, as always, by my lovely, lovely co-host, the one, the only, the incomparable Ms. Adrienne Stratton is here with us tonight, so welcome, Adrienne.
Oh, hi, Lauren. Hi, Michael. Thank you.
Yeah. And, of course, not to be outdone, we are blessed with the man with a plan, the man in a caftan, directly in from his jet helicopter from Beverly Hills, Mr. Michael J. Espinoza. Welcome, Michael.
Bonjour. How is everybody? Hello, Lawrence. Hello, Adrian.
Yeah. Welcome, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
And, of course,
I'm here with you, too.
Yeah. I'm your third addition to the co-hosting trio. My name is Lawrence Birch, and I'll be manning the switchboard tonight, as it were. So,
Hello, Lawrence.
Yeah. So how's everybody's week been? Can we get a quick update from your spiritual journeys since we were last together? Anybody want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's been hectic. It's been hectic. And of course, another word is busy, you know, but a lot of driving. I was down in San Diego one day and then in Los Angeles, in Santa Monica, another day. And, you know, it's interesting. So lots of driving, lots of networking with people, talking with people, and trying to get my Thursday night class that I do with Debbie off the ground. So That's it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. Any announcements you wanted to make for our listeners? And coming up,
Just quickly. Tomorrow, as a matter of fact, is the Holistic Fair in Laguna Woods, California. And I'll be there with Michael J. And love to see any of you if you're in the local vicinity or online. I know that's available. Anyway, it's sponsored and it's through OC Heart Space, and that's that. Yeah.
You know, maybe for some of our listeners who haven't been to a psychic fair or aren't familiar with the concept, can you maybe give us a quick explanation of what takes place at the fair tomorrow? What's it all about?
Yeah, I'm glad that you asked that. it's an interesting event. There are a wide variety of different kinds of practitioners, healers, psychics, a few mediums, and some people that do more work with the physical. There's a chiropractor, and there's also a feng shui master, and there's vendors and food, and it's an all-day event. And,
wow.
Oh, and, yeah, and lectures that go on throughout the day that are free and also online.
Oh, nice.
So yeah.
Is it free to attend the event? Is there a ticket to get in or anything? Or?
It's free.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Then presumably if you find somebody who you resonate with, you can pay them for a reading or other services, whatever they offer.
That's correct. Now, there are fees involved for readings, and they range, from $15 on up to $60, I think. Michael might know. They vary.
And that's down in Laguna Woods at the OC Heart Space?
Uh-huh.
All right. So people can find out more about that online, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Great. So Michael's attending that. Michael, any announcements to make? You had a good week with clients? I know you're doing meditations again, so how's that going?
I haven't started those yet. I'm still trying to figure out the day of the week that will be best for my schedule. I think I'm not going to do Sundays after all, but I'm going to move it to Tuesday evening. So I'm trying to make some room on the schedule for Tuesday evenings, and it'll probably start around 6:30, and that will be at my studio, Healing Studio in Whittier. And so
nice.
I'm excited for that. Yeah. And I will be with Mademoiselle Adrienne Stratton tomorrow at heartspaceoc.com. You can get the information from their website. And let's see, what else? Yeah, that's about it. Have a lot of good readings this week. It was very busy, some healing. And I had one session where I saw a client's past life, and it was just incredible. I got we received so much information from her soul and that past life, and it was just amazing, 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 amazing. Now, it varies. Sometimes you get a little bit, and this time it was like we got about a chapter of that lifetime.
Wow.
And it was very powerful. Very powerful.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
And yeah, one word to Adrienne. You drive so much, Adrienne. I was thinking, you know what? I'm going to lend you my helicopter for the week when you have
oh
a lot of driving.
Goodness.
And just use the helicopter, and
wow,
you'll get around
oh
so much faster.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. Somebody got bit by the generosity bug today. That's nice.
Yeah, right. Well, like they said, it's the giving that we receive. So, you know, so then this way you don't have to drive so much. Yeah.
I
don't
have
to be out
of
it. Yeah.
Does that mean Shelton?
The skies are getting a little more crowded now, so it might
yeah
take you a while.
Does she also get unlimited access to the wet bar in the copter? Is that included?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
I've even had them store animal crackers so you can have access to the animal crackers.
That's good. Nice. That's good. Thanks. Yeah. I appreciate
very
that.
Yeah.
Oh, my. How about you, Lawrence? How was
yeah
your week?
Well, as you know, I mentioned the other day when we were setting up programming with Adrienne, I've been indulging my pyromaniac side and using my flame weeder to burn away some nasty weeds. And I just did that today. So got all smoky and hopefully didn't spout any fire alarms in the neighborhood. But I got this flame weeder, which I use, you know, for when I worked as a landscaper many, many years ago. And it's just great. It's a propane torch, and you just incinerate the weeds. It's not very nice if you're on the receiving end, but it really takes them down to the ground. So it's a lot easier than pulling some of these guys up. So I've been doing that and getting plants and visited a friend of mine in her garden, got to see how her plants are growing. So everything's been plant-based week. So I've got some orders in for salve and smoking mixtures. So I'll be in the herbal laboratory this weekend.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Yeah.
It's such a visual that I get with you with like a torch out there. It's just wow. Oh, my.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not something you want to do without paying full attention, definitely. I already torched parts of my desirable plants a little bit when I wasn't being too careful, so got to watch out. Yeah, but so far, so good. Cross my fingers. So
that's good.
So I bet our listeners are wondering what our show is about today. And, of course, we'll be taking calls. And we have a lot of lovely listeners online, so grateful for that. Before we get into everything, I just want to mention we do have a disclaimer that we'd like to bring up at the beginning of each show just to keep our lawyers happy, and that is if you are in the market for financial, legal, meteorological, mineralogical, or medical or relationship advice, you should definitely go seek that out from a professional. Here at the Funhouse, while we do pride ourselves on our professional psychic and healing skills, we're not licensed the way that some of these other folks are that you might want to consult. So we're here for entertainment purposes only, as we like to say. So if you're here to be entertained, you definitely came to the right place. So. Yeah, so with that out of the way, Adrian got a very special instrument recently, and that was a shamanic drum. And so we thought it would be fun to have a show that focused a little bit on the art and really also the science of shamanic drumming and what it's about. So we're going to drum a little bit for you, and might even do some drumming during our sessions with our callers tonight, just to get things going. Turns out drumming is really, when it's done shamanically with intent, it's really quite powerful. There's a lot of different aspects to it that are just now being understood by science, but that have been a part of the understanding of traditional cultures for probably centuries, really. But it turns out that when you drum shamanically, which is usually anywhere from about 3 to 7 beats, excuse me, 3 to 7 beats per second, you end up with a tempo that really puts your brain into a different state of consciousness, sometimes called the shamanic state of consciousness. And this is what allows shamanic workers to do healing, to contact their spirit guides, what's often called journeying or journey work. Divination can take place when drums are happening, and also shape-shifting if that's part of your repertoire. So they've also worked with people who have experienced trauma, and drumming in the shamanic tradition has also been quite effective for addressing post-traumatic stress disorder, chronic anxiety, even pain can be alleviated with the proper
shamanic drumming technique. So there's really a lot of pretty miraculous stuff that getting exposed to shamanic drumming can do for us, not just spiritually, but physically, mentally, and emotionally as well. So, Adrian, do you want to do just a little bit of drumming right now just to kind of start things off? How does that sound?
Sure.
Let's hear what you're...
Sure.
Well, we'll have maybe a minute or so of your drum, and then and we'll switch over, and I'll do a little drumming and compare.
Okay.
So, so before
good.
You do that, why don't you tell us a little, introduce us to your drum. Tell us a little bit about it and what it's made out of and what it looks like, where you got it, since we're not a visual medium here.
Okay. Yeah.
Have to do with theater.
So, I'm so excited, just thrilled to have this drum and have this drum be part of me and the healings and blessings that you know we can produce and bring to others. So it's 15 inches. And the hide is buffalo, so it's this really darker, rich color, and the it's one-sided. The other side has what the drum maker, by the way, her name is Lisa Starr, S-T-A-R-R. She's in Yuma, Arizona, and the grip and design of the grip that I chose is a sun design, and which is really kind of interesting and special, and for me. And then she included some crystals for me. She asked me what crystals I really resonated with. So I have a piece of turquoise, a piece of amethyst, smoky quartz crystal, and clear quartz crystal. And then in the very center, there's a small raven totem. And so I'm just like I said, just delighted.
Yeah, that's pretty powerful. Let's hear what she sounds like.
Pardon me?
That sounds pretty amazing. Let's go ahead and hear what she sounds like.
Okay. We'll give it a go.
Okay. As loud as you like. Thank you.
little taste.
Yeah, very nice. Got a really nice seat down. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds like it's a lot of fun to play.
Oh, absolutely. It just feels so good.
It's amazing. You know, people think about drumming. Of course, they associate it with musical acts and things like that. But shamanic drumming is really, really quite a bit different. You know, it's it can be a part of song and things like that that are ritual based. But really, primarily, it's about a rhythm with an intention behind it of healing or changing or altering consciousness in some way. They've been doing studies now that have shown that, you know, we have these two hemispheres in our brain, right and left, and one is the right's kind of the creative side, and the left is more the logical side, more or less. It's a very rough way of characterizing it, but they often don't communicate with each other very clearly or in a connected fashion. And when our brains get exposed to this regular shamanic drumming, what they've noticed is that actually both hemispheres tend to sync up, and so there's a harmonic transference of energy and information, and probably even consciousness when regular drumming and a shamanic rhythm is happening. So pretty cool. All right, well, let's do a little drumming from my drum.
Yeah. So
my drum.
Yeah.
I don't know the dimension of this drum. I should, but it's probably about 2 feet, a little over that. And it's an Irish drum. A friend of mine, really good friend of mine, bought when he was on a shamanic experience over in Ireland, actually, and brought it back home. It's got a really lovely Celtic knot design that he painted on it, and he passed on and kind of bequeathed it to me. So it's a hoop design. I'm not sure what the wood is, some kind of hardwood. It's a natural skin, but it's really, really lovely. It's got a nice resonance to it. So let's see what this sounds like for everybody.
Wow. Yeah.
It does.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
So, yeah. It's nice to play drum for people, for sure. You know, I think the other thing is how much the person doing the drumming also gets affected by the drum as well.
Yeah.
And it kind of puts puts the drummer into an altered state, which is really powerful in and of itself. So it's, you know, it's something that really works in multi-directions, multi-dimensions, I should say, too.
Okay.
Very cool. So, yeah,
so
it's an honor
true.
To play my drums for y'all. So.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, thank you. Oh, I can see your painting in the back, too, the new painting you got. That wasn't great.
Can you? Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So are we ready to take some calls? What do you think, Michael? Are you ready, Adrian?
I'm ready.
All right.
Well, let's do it. Okay. So here on the Funhouse, what we like to do is we'll announce your area code so you know you're getting teed up. And then if you can share your first name and where you're calling from so we can zero in on your earthly location, that would be just grand. All right, so here we go. This is area code 914.
914.
Hi there, you're up. You're on the psychic.
Hi.
Yep. Hi. Who's this?
Hi, can you
get it?
Hi, my name
we
is Catherine.
You.
I'm calling from New York.
Hey, Catherine.
Thank you. You can
Great.
Hear me? Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was lovely, by the way. Thank you. That was so relaxing.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
The drumming. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe we'll do a little more later on the show. Yeah. Well,
glad
you like it. What can we do?
I was wondering, I have a project going on with a man named Neil.
Yeah.
I was wondering how you see it coming along, if we can bring it like all the way to fruition in its complete form, if it'll be successful, anything you might pick up around it, I appreciate.
Okay. And the person's name is Neil, that you're working with?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah, give us a minute. We'll see what we can find out for you.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question for you. Does Neil, this is Adrian.
Hi.
Does Neil work in an area that is related to your project, or
yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, Catherine, we're getting a little bit of feedback. You might need to turn down your speaker.
Sorry, it's my phone. Is that better?
I think so. Yeah, that's much better. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
What I'm feeling mostly about you and Neil, I do feel like the relationship certainly has potential. I feel like it is going to be moving forward. And will be a very pleasant and joyful for you both. I think there's certainly going to be a level of satisfaction for you both. One of the things that I sometimes get somewhat concerned about sometimes, like office romances, type of thing. But in this particular case with Neil, what I'm getting is that you both have a lot in common. And, the work and the project and the cause, so to speak, just works in your favor. It works for both of you. And it provides kind of like the energy to move things through. So I don't know how, I don't know if it will be, if it will develop into a deep love for one another that will be enduring. I can't tell you that. I'm not certain that he's the one. But I feel good about it for you right now at this time.
Thank you. Yeah, that's what I got. For work. Yeah, he's nice, but I just want to work with him. Yeah, for the project.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Catherine, I had a question. So are you, this project that you're working on with Neil, are you invested in getting equal credit for the results? Like, is this something you're attached to the outcome about, or is it something that, you know, you're doing because you have other motivations?
I would like to get equal credit. I let him take the lead because I think that's his personality versus mine. I'd like to get equal credit, yes. I'm putting a lot into it as well.
Okay. Well, the reason I ask is I think, you know, probably 85-90% of the process is going to go pretty smoothly for you for this. I think the friction may come at the end when you end up getting accolades and it seemed for being something that was successfully brought off. And I think Neil's instinct is going to be to kind of jump into the limelight and maybe diminish your contributions somewhat. So, I would ideally, I think I'd have a conversation with him about that ahead of time, and just so he is aware that you're monitoring that process and that you want to be included, at the end when responsibility is assigned somebody who's an equal partner on the project, so you don't get kind of shoved to the side. I don't know that he's doing that with any malicious intention, but I think that's just kind of, you know, like you were talking about, kind of his instinct is to be front and center with taking credit for things.
Yep.
So,
mm-hmm.
If that's an issue, you see that coming, I would definitely try to be proactive about it and preempt it by heading it off to the past with a conversation or just being really, this may be a good process for you too, since you're probably a little bit more, you tend to be a little bit more passive with things, just to actually have to step up and say, hey, no, I was in here too, and I did just as much as Neil did. So don't forget, Catherine over here.
Yeah. You're so right. Hopefully. Oh, my goodness. You're so right. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
This is Michael.
Hi.
And hi. I guess I'm just going to agree with what Lawrence had to say. I don't know if I'm going to add anything different, but I'm getting the important thing for you is to really make sure that you insert yourself and make sure that you're seen and you're heard throughout this whole process so that you also do get the credit, okay? Because I don't get like a malicious feeling, but I get he mm-hmm. kind of steamrolled a little bit, and likes to be at the front center stage. But if you just put yourself in there and remind him that you're part of this team, I think he'll be okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Thank you all. Thank you. And again, beautiful, beautiful drumming. Thank you. That was really, really peaceful. Thank you.
Well,
wonderful.
All right. Well, thanks, Catherine. Yeah. Let us know how it goes.
Yes. Thank you. I will. Mm-hmm. I will. Thank you. Oh. And many blessings and happy Memorial Day. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Have a good weekend. Yep. You too.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye for now. All right. Yeah.
Mm.
Project. Yeah. It's always, I don't know about you guys, but it seemed like in high school, especially in college, whenever we had a project, there was always one person who was a slacker who'd show up at the end and be like, oh, yeah, I want to take credit for, you know, all the work you guys did over the weekend, late night and everything. And then you'd have to decide as a group if you're going to shiv him in private or in public. You know, it's like, really? Okay.
That's funny.
The inevitable group project.
And,
all right.
And,
are we ready?
And,
yeah.
I was just going to say, and those, you know, office romances, so to speak, you know, that's tough too. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that can
yeah,
be.
They have a
challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have some wisdom for that, right?
Yeah.
Don't poop where you eat.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially work
yeah,
place.
My
not the place.
Yeah. My grandpa, World War II saying in that vein was don't crap in your mess kit. Yeah. Yeah. But how many people follow
my.
That? Not too many. All right. Well, we got a lot of phone callers, so let's get to another call. This is area code 956. Hi there, you're on the Psychic Funhouse with Adrian Michael Lawrence. What's your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Hi, my name's Tony, and I'm calling from Texas.
Tony from Texas. Hey, Tony.
Hi,
good.
Tony.
What do you do for you?
Hi. Well, I just had a question. Maybe I don't know how to ask it, I guess. So.
Okay. Well, we can help you out with that. What's it about? Let's start with that.
I would say regards to my marriage.
Okay. Okay. Do you want information about where your marriage is going or
yes.
something in that? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Is everything going well with you and your spouse?
I think it's me. I think I'm just like, I don't know. I don't trust him. I don't know if he's, you know, being faithful or not. No. This is my insecurity.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Okay. How long have you been together, if you don't mind my asking?
We've been married for 2.5 years.
2.5. Okay.
Mm.
So you're still kind of working out the rules.
We're fairly new. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Well, I think it's pretty natural to kind of wonder about, you know, the state of your relationship sometimes. Is there something in your partner's behavior that's causing you to feel this way or something he said? Or
I guess because we've had conflict before we got married with him reaching out to his ex-wife, and I knew about it, so now I know she attempted to reach out to him. So I guess that's my... Yeah, I feel a little weary about it.
Yeah. Well, so how did you find out that he and his ex were in communication?
Oh, I went through his phone.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Hmm.
When you confronted him with yeah. Right. When you confronted him with that, what was his response? How did he
kind of felt that he was nothing bad, and I'm like, it is bad when you divorced her and you're married to me. How would you feel if I were to be sending emails to my ex-husband?
What did he say when he said
okay?
that?
He didn't like it, and I go, well, but in his mind, it's okay, I guess, because he's a male, you know?
yes, the whole, it's okay
you know,
for me, but not for you.
He tries to change it, like, kind of twist things around, in other words, like, it's, you know, make it feel like if it's innocent. In my eyes, it's not innocent, so you don't do that.
So when you told him you didn't appreciate what he was doing and it caused you to feel insecure, did he agree to stop doing that kind of behavior? Or what was the
response? Yeah, I did. I even confronted that lady.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So did he agree to stop?
Yeah,
did respect
he did.
Your
boundaries?
Okay.
He did, and I like I said, I did my thing with her, and I go, hey, he's married, you know? And he's like, oh, we're just friends. And I told her, you can't be friends with your ex-husband, especially when he's a married man.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So are you concerned that maybe the correspondence is still going on behind your back? Or?
Yes. I don't know. It's just, I'm just getting kind of, I don't know.
Yeah. So what's do you mind if we get some names? Can you share at least the initial of your husband or what his name is?
Sure. Michael.
Michael. Oh yeah, you can't trust Michaels.
Mm-hmm.
They're notoriously untrustworthy. People with the name Michael. We've got a Michael on our show and he just, oh my God. So unreliable. Yeah, I'm just
Oh my! hey, Tony, sure. It's Adrienne, and
yes,
are you familiar with the pendulum?
Not. Well, I've heard of it, but I never.
I think that's okay.
Well, a pendulum can be kind of pretty much anything that's attached to a chain or a rope or, you know, whatever. The idea about the pendulum is that you can ask it questions, mm-hmm. and what you're really doing is you're asking you know, guides or universe or God, mm-hmm. whatever term work for you, to provide an answer energetically. And mm-hmm. so I used my pendulum for you, and I asked if you had reasons to be concerned about his fidelity. And the pendulum said, yes, you might need to be concerned. And, you know, of course, the pendulums are very good, and they're usually pretty mm-hmm. accurate, and I enjoy using it. You know, it's simply a tool. And so the thing mm-hmm. I would really and truly advise you to do is, you know, trust your intuition. What is your intuition mm-hmm. telling you? And have you guys tried any marital therapy, counseling?
No, he swears up and down that, that there's nothing going on. But I'm like, so I'm a little bit confused, but... I'm at the point that I was like, if I really wanted to look, and if I find, then, you know, then I know what's going to lead to, if that makes sense, because I'm not going to tolerate that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Adrienne, do you mind if I jump
are
in?
You yeah. I'm sorry?
Oh, I didn't want to, if you have more questions, go ahead. Go ahead, Andrea.
Let's see. One last question, real quick. Are you prepared
to stay with him?
No.
Okay. So it kind of sounds like to me, okay, kind of sounds like to me in some ways you've already like made up your mind about some stuff.
Well, I mean, we're fairly married and you know, I explained to him, and then why did you divorce her if you were going to, you know, you should have just stayed married. And he swears up and down that no, nothing. We have that life one tracker, so he'll know where he's at and things like that.
Hmm. Well, relationships
are. So that
kind of
gives me that little comfort, tough. You know, that I know where he's at, like all the time, where he's at work, if he leaves work, if he's at home, when he gets home. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
If he's in the restroom, he'll show you if it's in the restroom or wherever you're at.
Well, here's something. Here's one thing. So. I really do think that counseling is very good. If you find the right person, and whether that is with a spiritual counselor or through your church or wherever, but you talk to somebody. And if he doesn't want to go with you because he says, no, I'm not doing anything, then you go yourself. You go by yourself. Go and talk to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
Hey, Tony, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you love your husband? Do you love Michael? Are you in love with him?
I think at this point, since I guess it's a trust issue, and I can't. I think when somebody does that to you, when you trust someone, when you marry someone, and you completely give them that trust, you know. And then you break that trust. I, as much as you could say, you gain it back. You can't gain it back anymore because you've broken that bond, you know, trust. And I don't know if you could ever get it back, because I know ever since I found out about that, he broke that trust that I had in him, because you know, I completely trusted him. When married, I trusted him. I trusted him, but when he broke that trust that I had in him, especially if he was, I feel like, well, if it was so innocent, then you should have just said, hey, so-and-so emailed me or, you know, about this. But the fact that he did not say it to me, it's like, okay, that was a little bit suspicious. Like, why would you hide that from me? Had he told me, you know, something then, that would have been a different scenario, or my mind wouldn't have been wondering all the time. But the fact that he hid it from me is what made it more, you know, it didn't help the case, in other words.
Sure. You know, there's, it kind of sounds like, you know, without, obviously you don't have a lot of time to get into everything, you know, challenging in your relationship, but it also sounds like there's you know, some other issues besides this one about trust and fidelity. So it's kind of multiple. You know, I definitely support Adrian's suggestion about counseling. You know, no matter where you end up going with your relationship with Michael, it can be incredibly helpful just to get some clarity on, you know, what's really happening with yourself, even if Michael, you know, doesn't choose to participate in counseling with you. But you know, there's a lot of complexity to relationships, and especially, you know, marriage. And, you know, it can make an incredible difference to have somebody help you navigate those waters, especially when they're troubled, so you don't feel like you're alone. You've got somebody who can advocate for you and for your relationship with this person in a neutral way, you know, but still be supportive. You know, I think the last thing I want to bring up is you know, you can have a relationship with somebody that isn't physical, and it can be emotional, right? And so sometimes emotional affairs are actually more injurious to the party that's being left out of that aspect of things than an actual physical affair, you know, that involves sexual activity or something, you know, romantic like mm-hmm. that. And my sense is that Michael still has some unfinished business with this person, mm-hmm. whether or not he's even aware of it, consciously admitting to himself, you know, what's going on. It seems to me like maybe he ended things without really resolving things to this person mm-hmm. and got into a relationship with you before he was fully processed out of this relationship. Otherwise, mm-hmm. why would he continue to, you know, entertain attention from this person? It just mm-hmm. it doesn't make any sense. And it doesn't make sense for him to be, you know, pulling chauvinistic, patriarchal BS on you either about it's okay for him to, you know, have this ongoing connection with this person when it wouldn't be something he'd accept coming from you. So, I think you've got some choices to make here. And, my final thoughts are just to really, you know, to take care of yourself and be, mm-hmm. you know, really kind and careful about how you go forward with things with him, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so good luck with that. Okay. Michael, do you have anything?
Okay.
I do. Hi. Hi, Tony. This is Michael.
Hi. Yeah.
The nice Michael. And I wanted to add, I guess I'm really kind of not adding anything new to what Adrian and Lawrence said. One of the things I was getting here is, you know, him, Michael, still connecting to his ex is somewhat of a red flag, and you should be concerned about mm-hmm. it because he hasn't let this person go
mm-hmm.
and really connected to you and is really starting this life with the two of you coming together fully and completely. Mm-hmm. And for him to downplay your concern, to me, is a big concern. Mm-hmm. And so your guides are saying everything that you are feeling and thinking about this is right. And so mm-hmm. do not allow him to downplay it and make you feel like, you're crazy. You need to mm-hmm. hold on to your truth because that's your truth. It's not mm-hmm. his. And one of the first things I heard when you started talking about this is how disrespectful he is towards you, you know, mm-hmm. in still paying attention to his ex and downplaying your concerns about it. And yeah. I also would echo Adrian and Lawrence in saying you should go to therapy and go without him. You know, mm-hmm. this is about you. You cannot control him. You can only mm-hmm. control you. And so you need to get clear about how you feel and how you mm-hmm. think about this,
mm-hmm.
right? And so it's about you. And so first get into therapy and, you know, maybe a little bit down the road, you can ask him to go to couples therapy. But right now you should need to be concerned about yourself
mm-hmm.
and hold on to your truth. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it really is. But I guess for men it's different. They never will, a real man will own up to it, but I guess not everybody. He's a stubborn one.
Yeah. Well,
he's wrong.
Yeah. But that's him. And so you need to be clear about who you are, what you want in a partner, what you need in a husband, and where you want to go with this person and what you're willing to accept and not accept. Get clear with your boundaries. Okay?
Yeah, definitely.
And Michael is a good name. Don't listen to Lawrence.
Oh, yeah.
Lawrence, actually, the definitions of Lawrence is stomachache.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling. I'm sorry you had to.
Well, thank you very much for the feedback. I appreciate it, though.
Yeah. Well, good luck with everything. Let us know how it goes.
Thank you.
Okay?
Good night. Bye-bye.
We're watching out for you, so take care.
Bye.
Okay, well, guess what? Lightning round. We have time for one more caller, like a quick one. What do you think?
Yeah, quickie.
Okay, we'll do a lightning round. Okay, so we're in the lightning round. This means you're going to come on, caller, and you're just going to give us the 411 immediatamente, and we're going to give you our shoot from the hip spiritual response. No muss, no fuss. All right, so here we go. So this is area code 630. Hi, you're on the Psychic Funhouse. What's your question for us and what's your name?
Hi, my name is Jenna, and my question is similar to the other caller, but not for the same reasons.
okay.
How to move forward. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Are you in a relationship right now?
Yes.
Okay. Do you mind sharing the name of the person you're in the relationship with, or at least their initial?
Yep. Derek.
Derek. Okay. Okay. So you want to know if the relationship is something to stay invested in? Is that what I'm hearing? Or? How would you?
Yeah, I guess. Or really, how to move forward?
How to move forward? Okay. So you want to stay in the relationship, but you're not sure how to move forward. That's what you want clarity on.
I'm not sure I want to stay in the relationship.
Oh, I'm sorry. Say that again. What was that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I said I'm not sure that I do want to stay.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you're looking for reasons to stay or not stay. It's your ambivalence.
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
All right. Okay. All right. Adrian, anything coming through with you for Jenna? About a relationship with Derek?
With Derek. Nothing, not getting anything really strong, not a really strong hit on anything. I trust your intuition. Go to counseling if you need to. Do some writing. Try to get as clear as you can and trust yourself.
Okay.
Thank you.
Always helpful. Mm-hmm. Jenna, as far as your relationship with Derek goes, I guess what I get is you really the answer already, and you're kind of scared to make the move. So I don't think this is something that just showed up for you all of a sudden or overnight. It's been building for a while. And I think part of what's holding you back is you have and it's really completely natural because most of us do. We have a fear of being alone. But one thing I want to emphasize is that you're never alone. You're always surrounded by love and support on a spiritual level. And I think you're the kind of person that also has a really close circle of people that love you in your life. So you don't have to be afraid of being alone. I can't tell you whether you should stay or go in this relationship, but I think if you look into your heart really honestly and, you're really grounded about it when you do it, you know what the best thing is to do. So, and, no matter what happens, we definitely support you either way, so. Okay.
Thank you.
That's what.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Espinoza.
I'm not offering anything here new. The thing I was getting when I when you stated your question, the thing I got was you should trust your intuition on this and go with your heart.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
All right, Jenna.
I appreciate it.
Well,
thank you for taking my call.
Yeah. Oh, sure, you bet. Well, you know, we're looking out for you, so let us know how things go, and feel free to call back anytime and check in, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're gonna make good decisions. Don't worry about it. All right. Okay. Okay, well, folks, looks like it's that time. So... So I think that was quick.
Already?
Yeah, it did. Yeah. I know. Already. I think we should get our drums warmed up and send us out with a little bit of drumming. What do you think? You want to drum together, Adrian?
Yeah. Sounds good.
Let's do it. So we'll do this for about a minute. We'll come back and do a regular sign-off.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. On the drum together, for sure.
Very nice.
Well, another great show with another great group of people. I am so blessed to be here with my lovely co-hosts, Michael J. Espinoza and Adrian. What's your middle name, Adrian? But it's T.
I don't have one.
You don't have one? Well, we're going to have to fix that. We're going to have to get... Yeah.
I think
it's like we'll take suggestions from the callers for a middle name for you.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Lightning. Yeah. The raven or something. All right. Well, Adrian, what's the best way for callers to get a hold of you for further readings and healings?
Yeah, so my website is ravenmessages.com, and people can find me there, find all kinds of information, and my phone number is area code 714-376-7289, and you can call me or text me.
Excellent. All right. Michael, what's the best way for our callers to reach you and get on your A-list?
You can reach me at michaeljespinoza.com. You can send me an email at michael at michaeljespinoza.com, or you can call or text at 562-457-0457, or you can wait for me at the nearest heliport near you. How about you, Lawrence?
Yeah, make sure you have your money in crisp $100 bills, right? Yeah, exactly. Special. Very good. Well, I don't have a heliport here. We're just, country bumpkins in the Pacific Northwest. So you're going to have to use the usual methods of phoning me or texting 541-344-7534. Email is givingtree@earthlink.net. And you can check out my Facebook page, Giving Tree Farm Herb Company, or my website, givingtreefarm.com. All right. Well, thanks again to all our lovely callers. We had a pretty full house tonight, so I'm sorry we didn't get to everybody, but follow us on all your favorite podcast platforms so you never miss a show. And you can also check out our archive. We've got over 100 shows listed there, so you never have to be alone if you want to avail yourself of our mellifluous knowledge. You can go in and listen away. We've got hours of good stuff. So there you have it. And, of course, thanks to my amazing co-host, Ms. Adrienne Stratton, the woman with no middle name, and Mr. Michael J. Espinoza, psychic to the stars, for being here today. And this has been Lawrence Birch. Can't wait to see you next week. So enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. Get a good price on a mattress or whatever sale is out there, and sleep well.
There you go.
Good news.
Yes.
Very good.
Very good. Well, have a great holiday, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you for spending time with us. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye.